Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, everybody, we're back for part two. We're going to do a part two, season four, episode 21. Amy, where did we leave off?
So Liz makes a couple points I thought were really, really good in that scene. One is we learn, she says, you know, about being married. Got around that. Mm-hmm. She makes this point. She could be married for 50 years. They're young enough that they could be married to these soulmates, and yeah. I say these because I was, as Liz is talking to Lorelai, all I'm thinking about is Luke. Then we have this moment where Lorelai sees the book. Mm-hmm. So I just thought those are important little moments. Then the ceremony. Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
Just as funny as it gets.
I thought it was a fun themed wedding.
That Dippy song. It was wonderfully bizarre. The lyrics to that song could not have been more bizarre. And as a songwriter, I howled and I appreciated that so much because I'm writing a couple of songs right now and I'm struggling with the lyrics. And I discovered something yesterday which really opened up a song for me and the lyrics started coming. But it's sometimes a very difficult process. And the fact that he committed to those lyrics.
The word Dippy has never been used.
But I mean, it was just so wonderfully Dippy and bizarre. Those lyrics were perfect for him.
Was that when Luke and Lorelai are just cracking up?
Yes.
Think of terrible things.
Because the lyrics were so bizarre and great. And, you know, I've written songs like that before that are just like, let's just try to be funny and write the most absurd, ridiculous. And, you know, half of my serious songs are like that anyway. But
does it get your juices going? Like if you start just writing whatever, can suddenly, after you're kind of doing that, then you can write a good song because you're like, yeah.
Writer's block is gone.
Right, or something like
that.
You
mean if I see the troubadour do something like that?
No, or like if you're writing, right, and you're saying you're writing just a goofy, Dippy song, I would think that like it just...
It helps you get to like a better, like you get out the bad
because,
stuff.
Yes, because you sort of...
You're just going, like,
if,
I don't give...
Right, if you're taking yourself too seriously and it's getting too heavy and it's like you're not coming up with it, and then you just write some Dippy fun song and it's... And you kind of rediscover the joy of songwriting through that vehicle. Yeah. And then, yeah, kind of, you know, it clear the clouds go away and then you can sort of start writing again in a real way without all of that, the second guessing and judgment and all that stuff. Anyway, but it was just wonderful to experience somebody coming out with such confidence in their song
I have so many weddings to go to this year, and I was like, man, this is a fun theme to attend.
And I love the party. We'll talk about that too. The whole thing looked fun. But wait, how about when TJ's like still dry? Thank you.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Just deodorant. All the callbacks.
Right? Oh man, just so good.
Wait, Jackie. Speaking of, there is a shot of Luke and Lorelai in the ceremony. I don't know if you can pull up the ceremony. To me, that was like, I literally was like, that is everything. There's a shot, you can't miss it when you're, so basically Liz is on that weird rolling out chair thing and Jess comes down. Okay, yeah. Who is that nutty?
Oh, Lisa Van Houten. They did a Charles Manson reference right there.
Oh my God, that was
Leslie
so
Van Houten.
So here comes the cartwheel guy. Okay,
that
so.
Was great.
The cartwheel guy goes down. You see them. Here comes TJ.
Look at the walk.
The
look tights. At the walk. Look at the tights. Look at the walk. Look at him.
He's at, so good. He is look so
still
good.
Dry, buddy. Still dry, buddy.
Did you see Miss Patty holding
look
in a laugh?
Look at the face acting. Okay, so then she's on this like chair throne. I don't know what to call it. That's one of them. Oh, the wink! You guys, holy shit. Bleep, back
wait,
it up.
Go back. I didn't
back
see it.
Back it up.
Yeah.
Did you? I didn't see
yeah,
that.
The wink.
Look at Luke. Look at Luke. Oh my God.
Oh, that was good.
Stop.
That was really
wait
good.
Exact. Mm-hmm. Okay, slick. So then you have both DeLuise brothers. And I'm pretty sure, maybe it was when the wink, but I'm pretty sure it's like right after this.
Just let this play. Because.
But it might have been when they were.
Let it play right so we get to wink. TJ's. What? The kids, oh we shared God. Our toys. All the girls. And boys.
So here's the Dippy song.
All the barrel of monkeys.
The yeah,
battleship
the
song.
Shot was the
please recall the joy.
Oh my God.
Wheelow, Clue, Mousetrap, Bastion, Spirograph, Kaleidoscope spinning, Yahtzee, I'm winning. Thinking of how we left.
They're laughing. They're laughing so hard.
Today we share
hard.
Our love.
Oh my God.
What a song. For love oh is the greatest God. Toy around. Love is the greatest toy around.
When you
and look
read
at
the
Liz
lyrics,
is just loving more. Every minute
around,
of the song.
She
around.
Loves.
Oh my God. How do you even do that acting? Of like, you're fake laughing, you're trying not to laugh, but like,
I feel like they're not even fake laughing. Like, I would be laughing if I were the two oh of you. God. Like, it's funny.
I don't know. It's just, you know, acting was always easy with her. She made it easier. Oh it was always because you knew there was somebody there who was super focused and super concentrated. And you know
I
what
forgot
I mean?
The part when you're laughing and then Luke goes, help.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, shoot. We missed it. Go
which
back.
Part?
Go back. Because
oh,
we missed his what?
What?
Yeah. Can we go back? Here we go.
I hope everyone listening
watch
is
him whip his head.
Watching
a yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, I'm in this wedding. Yeah.
it's like, yeah, what's
these
up?
People
yeah.
are so freaking good.
So funny.
Oh God. Okay. So then we go back to Lane's apartment. And
okay, I don't know if I was just emotional, but I cried twice in this episode, and this was one moment where I cried.
Aww.
Like that part where because you just see the it's more of like face acting again, like the look on Mrs. Kim's face, like she's so happy to see Lane.
Yeah.
And it was like in that aww. Moment when she first walked, like if you go back and watch, like I got emotional, but like she's so happy to see her until she sees the guys. But like that moment, she's like, it's my daughter. Like I want to see her, you know? And so I just
we forgot
her.
To mention the scene where the aunt comes over and says,
yeah. Oh,
like,
yes.
Mrs.
Yeah.
Kim will be coming. Here's so the first set of dates or whatever.
Yeah.
And then that she brings a bowl of soy pudding. Oh.
I just love that the boys were wearing like ties and
I know,
like
they
collared
tried.
Shirts.
Extra
and
crunchy like you like it.
They were bowing.
She said extra crunchy like you like it.
I wonder extra how she crunchy. Prepped them.
The
like how?
What is soy pudding?
But they're
horrific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, there's part of this that I really enjoyed because she was coming to Lane's apartment and Lane didn't try to pretend like everything was I don't know, amazing. She's like, the boys sleep here. And then this is my room. And she was like, very like, this is me. This is what I'm doing. Like, honestly, kind of proud of herself in a in a weird way, and not hiding anything, which Lorelai then calls out right after. Mm-hmm. And I just like, I love that for Lane. I love that she was like, you know what, Mom, this is me.
What did you think when Mrs. Kim went running?
Well, wait a minute. I think the best moment for me in that scene was when Mrs. Kim was being, when Lane was showing her into the bedroom, right? And she walked past the boys. And Mrs. Kim was still in a state of shock. And she turned around and she looked the boys up and down like, what is that? Like, what are they? Like, she just stopped and looked. And like, it was just such great. She's so great. You know, really funny stuff. Really funny stuff. All the nonverbal stuff is just so strong. So strong.
So she goes hauling ass out of there.
Mm-hmm. By the way, soy pudding, I guess, is a Chinese dessert. So it's like actually like dessert. It's probably a cultural thing.
I don't know, but remember they're vegan or vegetarian. They definitely are not super into turkey legs, I don't think. I think they're vegetarian. I don't know if they're vegan, but I don't know.
Did anybody find it interesting that Mrs. Kim ran straight to Lorelai?
Yes.
Well, yeah, and then I love that Lorelai like did it again. And she's like, I met those boys.
Like, but she also said, your daughter's not hiding anything from you. Like she could very well could have. And I was like, oh yeah, that is an excellent point. Like she's not hiding anything. Like she spent her entire childhood doing. Mm-hmm. Like she's showing you all her cards and is not really ashamed of it.
Yeah. And she's saying Lane is trying so hard.
Yeah. Lorelai's the rock of that town as much as anybody.
Oh yeah.
You know,
for sure.
Oh my God. And then Jess ended up sitting next to the guy who was like out of breath.
Poor Jess.
Oh, that was good. Doing laundry for 600 guys, you know, you need skills.
He was a good sport this episode.
He was.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Wait, why did I write down air pants?
Because that's what TJ said about the tights. I'm calling them air pants. That's what they should be called, the brand, air pants. Yeah. But they don't have any pockets. That's the downside.
Oh. I thought it was very cute with Luke and Lorelai and TJ and Liz. That was just so cute.
Yes. Yeah.
It's nice when it comes together like that.
Yeah. Luke is so cute when Lorelai tells the story. Oh, speaking of face acting, Scott, look at Luke's face acting. So when she starts to tell the story, Luke does this face like he is so into her. Okay, here it comes. Get ready for it. Okay. So she says something like, wait till I tell you this story. Okay, look at his face now. Look at that. Look at that.
He's leaning in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he's so like, I mean, it goes awry, so it's not like a happy ending.
Well, because she called the book pathetic.
Which was mean. But his face acting in the beginning. Sorry, I'm talking about you, Scott, like you're not.
No, I'm soaking it all up, kid. So just keep it coming.
It's the face acting in the beginning. Now, what did you think of Luke's reaction to this book stuff?
I think it was more defending himself than defending.
Yeah. He definitely spiraled, but like I understand why. Yeah. You know, like that book led to this moment. So don't call it pathetic because we're here now because of it.
Right.
Right.
Because the woman that he loves and wants to marry and have babies with just called him pathetic in his mind. So that hurt. That cut deep, Lee.
Yeah. Like it really had nothing to do with Jess.
Yeah.
So for everybody listening, guys, the show is going on our screen. Why have we not always done that?
I don't know, but we should. We should keep continuing.
I mean, that was so much easier.
I don't know, Warner Brothers legal department or something?
I don't know. At least for us. Anyway, I feel like this is helpful to have Jackie like pull it up. But anyway, so then we bebop
get ready
over to
put in the extra hours, Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie. So we bebop to the bar, and now I was sort of disappointed. I was disappointed in Graham, but I also was a little disappointed in Rory.
I was about to say the same thing.
What a wet blanket! Can you just you don't need a drink to have fun. Get up
just,
and dance.
Well, wait,
can
we
go?
I'm
sorry. Before we go galloping off into the youthful pastures again. Can we stay in the stable?
Of course.
You know, it's very nice seeing Luke and Lorelai relax and be them and be their kind of best selves with the masks are off. The masks are coming off now. You know, that gruffy diner guy, we don't see him anymore. He's gone. He doesn't have a hat. He doesn't have the demeanor anymore. He's listening to her. He's smiling. He's relaxing.
Although he spiraled over the book, but for the most part.
But then they made, they made up and it was all good.
I agree.
Right.
He's a different, he's just.
And she is too.
First of all, the book works. Mm-hmm. He had a lot of good results from the book. And so does Jess.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Although,
So I just wanted to get that in. Now we can go gallop off.
So we're in the bar.
Youth land.
And Graham was a letdown, and so was Rory. I was like, Rory.
Yeah, I just felt like she was being kind of like you're never, you don't have to ever see him again. Just like,
yeah,
you know.
Wait, what, like was she, just, what did you want her to do? Hang with the guys and
or just try, have a conversation.
Like try to have a conversation. Like she was just sitting by herself, like, you know.
And he comes over. He's being polite. Right. He comes over. Right. You know, she's just so.
Yeah, she's not. Yeah,
every party has a pooper. That's why we invited
But look, I think she realized that. She has real feelings for a couple of different guys and they're very conflicting and she's very confused. And it's almost like this paralysis for her, you know, and she can't, she just doesn't have enough rope left to give to this guy.
And she's not the bar type anyway. I get it. But at the same time,
she's not
it's
going
like,
to the Rascaller and chugging and doing shots.
I still
shots,
feel like
you, know?
You agreed to go with this guy. Oh. At least try to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. For what? For 10 minutes.
But she's, I don't know. She's, is she really that girl though? She's,
no, she's not. That's she's why it's not like not that girl. Shocking. But it, in, I wish she would have at least tried a little bit.
Tried. But the ATM was dicey and she has no money.
And
gotta
like,
make a phone call.
Here's my thing. You call the guy who's all the way in Stars Hollow. You couldn't call anyone closer.
Right.
Like, where, like, what about like, Tana or
everyone's
but they're gone.
Call your mom.
Yeah, but even like
mom's
even
at the wedding.
So what?
Even
that's
Emily's,
your mom. Call
even
her.
Emily's closer.
Call
yeah,
Emily.
Yeah, why didn't she call Emily?
Right.
Call, yeah, but, all but we call know why Lola. She called him.
I mean, yeah, we know why. But like
she's
it was
so
funny.
Annoying.
Yeah.
I got what? So annoyed.
You know, maybe Rory isn't as flawless a character as I think she is.
Well, of course not. That's
she's
why
not.
People on our
she's
and,
not.
And thank God. And thank God, because all the characters are flawed and that's what makes them compelling.
Totally.
And now I'm seeing it. You know, I'm like, she picked up the phone and called Dean. He's married. What's going on?
And she
like,
literally,
what is that?
And she literally calls it out. I don't want to go too far ahead, but like literally she calls that out. So I'm like, why are you calling him then?
Right.
Like,
right.
Oh, my brain.
Because the writers
explode.
Are so ingenious that they want us to be exasperated.
Of course.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So here's my questions. We all think it was like kind of weird she called him, right? Do we think she intentionally called him because she wanted to spend time with him?
Totally.
Hook up with him? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you think they would have kissed if Jess hadn't showed up?
Maybe, I think, no, I don't think they would have kissed.
It would have been a peck. I think they would have touched lips.
I think wouldn't. Peck. I think that she's still in the back of her head thinking he's with Lindsay, but she's like trying to see where she stands.
Mm. I also think she likes the attention. I'm not going to lie. Like, I think she genuinely is like, this guy will drive from Stars Hollow to Yale to pick me up, even though he's married. Like, I think she like weirdly does like that.
Right. I think that's either a peck and then they part both uncomfortable, or it turns into a rugby match and the fur flies, you know?
I definitely think it would be interesting in an alternate universe to see what would have happened if Jess hadn't have showed up.
Oh, you knew Jess was going to show up at that moment.
I did not know.
Oh, sure.
I didn't know that.
I didn't remember that either.
I saw that coming a mile away. Didn't fool me.
Okay, so before we get to that,
I'm getting Gilmore sensitive.
I
know when they're going to throw a monkey wrench.
So before we get to that, we go back to the apartment, and Mrs. Kim has come back and says, "I'll have tea now."
And she goes, "You two are girls."
That was so good.
That's my favorite line.
Then we get to a very important scene, which is Kirk is the DJ, of course, which I was really happy to see. And he's playing Kaja Gugu. And he says the happy couple should dance. And we get the, "You okay? Are we okay?" And then...
Okay.
You want to dance?
We need to watch this part because I wrote down, he is just looking at her and he's so happy. Like your face acting here.
Yes.
Was like next level.
I said the same. Their faces make the whole thing. Okay, Jackie, let it go. So yeah, and I love how they make up. That's like a very married couple. You just make up. And he apologizes and like, she apologizes. Like, that's how couples work crap out. I really like that.
Right.
And my favorite is they started off like this.
Oh, yeah.
And then by the end of it, they were like literally like this, like so close to each other.
Mm-hmm. And she's so thoughtful. She's like, "Your food's cold. Should we go back?" And he's like, "Or we can, you want to dance?" So good. So good.
I mean, it's so cute.
Really? And she's so cute.
Look at her face. Yeah, look at her.
How freaking cute is she?
She's so excited because she's like, you don't want it. Like, you never want to dance. So, like, I think she appreciates it, too.
Also, mad props to these background actors because they're so good. Mm-hmm. But anyway, look at Here They Go. And it's like, whoa, it's just so...
He's playing it pretty cool for such a big moment, right?
He really is.
Look at
Danielle.
Smile.
They're so far apart from each other in the beginning. You're right.
They're good dancers, though. Are you a good dancer, Scott? Because you look it.
I'm not too bad.
Did they teach you this? Because you guys had the same steps and stuff.
Yeah, they taught us this waltz. Yeah,
and she's cute dancer too.
Look at his face.
Oh, there we go. Oh my God, the smiling is so good.
It's so, because they're trying to hold back their smiles too. Look at, you see Lorelai's like holding it back.
See, look at her. Look how gorgeous she is. Look how shy.
There's no way.
Look at
blushing.
look at Luke just like literally just can't like get take his eyes off of her.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is big. This is just these are beautiful moments. These are just beautiful moments. Yeah.
I mean,
you see it now, like
I can't believe I was a part of this. This is just so wild.
That's so sweet.
And I don't even remember. I don't look like that anymore. And it's just so.
I mean, first of all, yes, you do. Yes, you do. But I mean, you both were young. She's young, so much mm-hmm. younger there
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. This podcast has really gotten me back in the gym.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you watching these episodes and like...
And I'm like, man, I gotta work harder in the gym. Because let it go for a while because I was sick.
We're all doing the same.
Oh, yeah. Like, I know. I feel you.
Ever since 2020.
I know.
2020 and the... As soon as everybody stopped wearing hard pants.
Yeah.
Because hard pants are how you know.
Right.
If you're wearing sweats, you're like, these fit fine.
Yeah. Right,
that's right, when you have to go out.
Hard pants, you're like,
what? Yeah. Hard pants.
So Dean comes to get Rory.
Yeah.
Dean comes to get Rory. I did think it was funny. This was funny. First of all, she says she was on a date, which, okay. But then when she says, and I realize these are the last people on earth I want to die in a car crash with. Mm-hmm.
That was actually mm-hmm. funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you mean? Chad's the best drunk driver I've ever seen.
I love that she ordered all the food on his card.
I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we're
yeah.
getting the appetizer sampler.
Although she said he wasn't an ass. That's what you do to somebody that's an ass.
Right. That's my thing. He wasn't an ass.
No.
He tried. And then she, I don't know.
She's like, we'll start with.
But whatever. Fine. She can.
There's a couple of chinks in the Rory armor.
Yeah. She's a little.
Yeah.
Sour pussy.
Yeah. Still love her. Still love her.
Same. Okay. So then we get to the second most important scene mm-hmm. in this episode, mm-hmm. which is Luke and Lorelai walking. And I love them recapping the night because nothing's better like than a couple that do that.
Yeah.
We're always doing that. Like, oh, who'd you like the best? Right. Who'd you like the least?
you wanna talk about some face acting?
Yeah.
Okay, so on this one, it's the end of this scene.
With Lorelai,
but I mean, you know, play the scene out. We can watch it, but
oh yeah,
but watch him at the end
too.
When he's walking
yes, when
away.
When he walks away,
and then her face too.
And he says, "We should do it again."
Oh,
that was so cute
and very forward. Like,
yeah, that
I'm
book.
Like, go Luke.
See, look at the. This is the most nerve wracking part of a budding relationship. Is right here. It's when it goes well, and you want to do it again.
Look at her face. Back that up. Look at what she just does. I love it. He goes, we should do it again. She's like, what?
Look how nervous he is. He's so trying to be so casual and cool.
Hands in his pocket.
It's just like, yeah.
He's so cool.
Because he didn't want to go over the top with it. Because if she said no, he'd just go, yeah, that's okay. Bye. And then walk away.
And he's like, we should go to a movie. Why don't you hear a movie?
Now he's got
to
sell himself. Yeah, I'm a movie guy.
Cute.
He's just selling himself. He's
like
himself.
A candy. And he's so cool that he makes the date. He says Sunday. Which is like, that's what a stud does. They don't just leave it hanging.
Right.
Oh my God.
Right before you see then.
And I like, he's like, I'll see you before then, though.
And then look at that. Look at that face.
That breath.
And Lorelai.
I mean, is that you guys or is that directed?
Oh, no, that's her. Look at this reaction on her.
She's a freaking genius. You're amazing. And then look at her.
Look at that.
What?
Look at that. Right?
Yeah. She's like, who is this man?
It's like, what just happened? Who is this guy? Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah, that's good face. Good face acting.
Good face acting.
Just, she's so good. Oh.
So then
we get
to Jess and Luke, and they have their moment.
This is the second time I cried.
You know what? This was, you know what? Me too.
I'm with you.
This was very moving for me too. When Jess comes around, you know.
Yeah, I the scene made me realize, like, I always have been Team Jess, mm-hmm. and this scene made me realize why. Because mm-hmm. I think out of all the boyfriends, and I know we haven't gotten to Logan, but I think he's the one who really grew, and like he takes accountability for himself, and he knows he messed up, and he knows that he could have been better or he can be better. And I think that's like, this scene was why I realized I'm team Jess.
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't disagree. Yeah. I don't want to say it, but like when we get to the last scene, I was team Jess. We'll get there.
It's I'm welling up now watching it, because it's like him. Yeah. It's him apologizing to Luke, and you just feel so much for him. Look at him.
But here's the thing. And then Luke goes, okay, you want it back, right? You're reading this book. You want the love back. So I'm going to tell you that I'm always here for you. And they hug. Like, oh my God.
He tries to shake his hand. It's like, come on in here.
This makes me emotional all over again.
And you can see, this is what I was going to say. You cannot tell me, the freaking tabloids cannot tell me that all y'all did not get along in real life, IRL, because you did. There's no way. Look at that. Go back to that hug.
What tabloid saying?
I'm saying back in the day, they would say things like, y'all didn't get along. Right. And it's like, you did. Because that is not just Luke and Jess hugging. Mm-hmm. That is Milo and Scott hugging. Look at that. And Milo has told us he felt that way about you. Mm-hmm. And frankly, so did Jared. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Mm-hmm. That is two people that are completely bonded in real life and on screen. Like, I'm going to cry. Look at that.
Yeah.
I mean,
but also,
so
what a great way for the writers to bring that book around, where it's like, it wasn't just about love for the opposite sex or a significant other. It was about love for someone who you genuinely love in your life.
Mm-hmm. And to say it. You know, and like in their own ways, they both told each other how much they love each other in this scene.
Yeah.
It was so great. I love this.
It's all the best versions of all of these people. Like, you know, it's just really powerful to watch it.
Sweet.
I know.
You just summed it up so well, Scott, that this, except for Rory.
Yeah.
The rest of them have really elevated, especially Jess and Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lorelai is totally elevated, but she's fairly there most of the time.
Right.
She has her moments.
Right. And look, in Rory's defense, she's very confused. You know,
she's just
very confused. She's getting all of these big reactions from people, from guys, and she just.
But I think what's cool about the show is, up until I think this season, it was really all about Rory and her relationships. And then now we're taking this turn on like the relationship between like Jess and Luke, and Luke and Lorelai, and like Emily and Richard. And so it's funny because people are always like, yeah, once you go into it, like Rory's not my favorite character. Like, I know people have said that, and it kind of is. I hate to say it, it's kind of showing here.
Yeah.
I don't dislike Rory until later.
No talkie about future.
But I'm saying, like, you create a love for these other characters.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The moment has come. The moment has arrived.
So they're at the door of the dorm. Right. They're at the door of the dorm.
Yes.
And you're sort of like, what's going to happen here? Like, you definitely could be wondering what is going to happen between Dean and Rory. Mm-hmm. And then
all I knew was this moment, yeah, I was not going to be happy with whatever happened.
Like, but can't you feel, like, the tension? Can you not feel the sexual tension here?
Like, I feel just her young eyes. Love.
Yeah, like when she asks, like, love. Where do you think, where does Lindsay think you are? Like, come on.
And he says it doesn't matter.
This literally, like, just kind of puts the icing on top of the cake of the argument I made last episode.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because it's like, she is also recognizing, Rory, that, like,
he's not with
Dean
his wife.
Dean is not being okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Dean is admitting that he doesn't care.
Like, how all of these these two guys are just so wrong right now in how they're approaching her. They're coming at her in the wrong way.
You know? I don't know about Jess.
Oh, I do. No.
I'm on your page, Scott.
Okay,
you know
what I'm saying? Because Jess barrels into the apartment and says, yeah, drop everything and we'll move to New York City. Yeah. I'm like, stop. No.
Right, right, right.
You could have had a nice talk with her. You could have built... Rebuilt the relationship.
He could have approached this differently.
Yes. Okay, it's like, stop rushing into the result and just...
Correct, but we can't expect him to be completely...
No,
different.
I understand that, but it was frustrating to watch because I've never seen him more vulnerable and be so roundly rejected. It's
Do you think
tough.
It's because Dean was standing right there? Like, if Dean wasn't standing there, do you think this conversation would have gone differently?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a very good point because he probably felt that those two were reconnecting and he had
to, like, he's fired up.
He had to hit the fast forward button. That's a very good point. Very good observation.
How do you think he felt when he gets there and it's
Dean? He's like this guy again.
It's like 6 foot four Dean.
Who's married?
But
like, why is
walking out by Jared though? Good walking out.
Yeah. The one thing I liked that Rory did here was she told Dean to go home.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Dean, go home. But I had like a little bit of a revelation with this whole scene. I feel like Dean is like so in love with Rory and loves the world that she has and aspires to be that way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Jess loves Rory too. Oh. However, he does not like the world that she's in. So like they both want her, but in different ways. And I think Rory just wants somebody who's at her level and loves her. Doesn't want to change their world to be with her. Like, does that make sense?
But that's not really, that's not really love, is it?
No. No.
Yeah. Because love is, you know, look, it's compromise. And if I don't think Jess doesn't want to be in her world. I think Jess knows he can't handle that world and he's constantly going to be ridiculed and judged behind his back in that world because of his insecurities. He's not ready yet to enter that world. I think he does love her.
Yeah, but I love that he showed up.
He's still not mature enough to deal with, you know, accepting her world and where she comes from and existing within that world. I don't think it's possible for him. He's one of those guys that wants to take her out of her world and so that they can form their own world.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, there's a level of manipulation and narcissism here because he just wants to push everybody out of her world that she's familiar with so that he can have her, right?
Do you think so, she should have said that last no?
Yes, I think she should have.
I think that's not
what she wants. So why would she keep leading him on? Like
I don't know that she doesn't want him.
Yeah,
Well, she doesn't want this version of a guy who's desperate.
Correct. That's very true. She doesn't want this.
And she also doesn't
want
to run away to New York. Like no. That's not what she wants to do.
Leave Yale and go to New York.
Right. She wants Jess she wants Dean and Jess combined. Right. That is what she wants.
Yeah. You know, Jess is just in a completely another reality right now. He's not like seeing that she's in college, she's in Yale, she's got a future ahead of her. And it's mm-hmm. he needs to change.
Yeah.
He needs to grow up. He needs to get in school maybe because he's a bright kid, right? He's the one that needs to sort of join the human race somewhat. And here I go again. Needs to get his school.
Join the human race.
You know? I literally just like got chill. Like my whole body was filled with just chills when he was like, only tell me no if you don't want to be.
Well, then I thought
me.
She shouldn't have said no. I think what she should have done is say,
let me think about it. Yeah.
The final no was a little.
But he wasn't giving her a chance to say, let me think about it, because he was just so aggressive and push. You know, we're going to go now. You know, it's like he was like a Springsteen song. We're going to blow
like
this
packed.
Town and run around.
Thunder, here we go.
Jesus.
I think I just felt for him a little bit coming off of his conversation with Luke, though. Like, I'm not saying he's in the right, but I agree.
I felt bad because I think he has come to the realization that he made some mistakes and he does love this person and he's going to try to show up for her.
Yes.
Because he wasn't doing that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
However, a little too late, boy. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Everybody in her life, in her romantic life, is just like a day late and a dollar short, man.
Yeah.
But that final no. Ugh.
I know, but I'm happy that she said no.
Ugh. I wanted her to say yes.
I don't know. I want her to think about it.
She can't say yes. She can't say yes to that.
Well, that's what she did, though. Her saying no was cutting ties.
I want her to do that. Like, she needs to cut ties off with Dean and tell him to go home. And she needs to tell Jess no, because what he wants is not what she wants. Right. So, like, I wanted her to do that so that she can also move on.
Yeah.
I'm not Team Jess. But I'm definitely not Team Dean. Does that make sense?
So this opens up.
I'm not into Dean right now.
This really is opening up a huge runway for a Logan Airlines to fly in and pick up one passenger.
Logan, 100%.
Because like I was saying, like,
And there's these couple of little planes flying around having trouble landing and getting passengers, and then this beautiful jet flies
first
in.
First of all.
You know?
Do you think
you are so right?
Do you think
right?
It would have been interesting? I was thinking about this after I watched the episode. Wouldn't it have been interesting if like Logan was at the bar that night?
Well, so I love that you're
too
so.
Much.
I literally love it because to me, Graham Sullivan was dipping our toe in mm-hmm. Logan's water. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's why. God,
that's very true, Amy. Mm-hmm. That's a great way of putting
it. I'm actually looking right now.
That sort of cocksure, because, confident, you know, privileged guy.
Well, I don't know that Amy Sherman Palladino was not doing that and that Teddy Dunn just wasn't quite right. And look, he went on to be Veronica Mars.
But we've seen
so
Logan before. So Logan, we know Logan goes...
No,
we've never. When have we
sure
seen
have
Logan?
Not. Matt Zuccari when has have we seen never Logan? Been in this show.
Did he not?
Did I fall asleep during one of my viewings?
Nope.
No,
I'm sorry, Tara. I don't want to be mean.
No, I'm sneaking. Okay. For some reason, I thought it was the beginning of the semester, but I think now I'm skipping season.
In your own mind, you're seeing him.
I am.
I know
yeah.
you are. I know.
Yes, we actually. That's what I was looking up. I don't think we get Logan.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I'm taking my headphones off. Don't tell me. Thank you, future information person.
Amy, I'll text you on the side.
It's soon. But, all right. Okay. That's Scott with his headphones on. Oh man.
So yeah. So
I'm a little bit nervous about next week.
I'm a little nervous too.
Oh yeah.
And apparently it even gets better than this one. How's that possible?
It does.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, I'm completely in awe of this show right now. Just it's firing. I mean, it's not just firing on all cylinders. It's like it's stealing all the cylinders from everybody else and firing on those two. So it's wow.
And also, I don't have to love everything these characters do to love the episode.
Right.
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 Like I can be mad at a bunch of people, but still 10 out of 10 it.
And, yeah. And like how pissy can you be with a 18-year-old freshman in college? I mean, she's gonna have some flaws, right? I mean, she's still a great kid and she's
totally,
you know,
people can be real mean to Rory.
Yeah,
you think they're mean to us? Well,
she kind of deserves it right now, sorry.
In this moment, give her the hate.
Rarely
we'll be back after these words from Compassion Inc.
From Better
That's
Health
a
Therapy.
Question for us for season 5. Who is the least flawed character of all of them?
Is she, wait, in what?
The least flawed?
Yeah, you don't have to answer now.
I'd say TJ.
Like,
that guy has no flaws. He's just who he is. Call that pants.
Wait, are you saying about season 4 or season 5?
I'm saying
this season,
in
right now.
Season 4, who is the least flawed? But you don't have to answer today. You
I
can
think
wait
probably
till, like,
Kirk,
we get to season
because five. He's the most Kirk. Flawed, so therefore cancels everything out. He's the least.
Like Suki's, she's flawed. She definitely was flawed. Remember when the whole Lorelai Suki fight happened? Mm-hmm. I'm not totally blaming Lorelai on that. Mm-hmm. Suki.
I don't know. If I had to say, like if I had to answer right now, I would say Luke, because he's always consistent with who he is. Mm. Like he doesn't really waver from that.
But he's got flaws in that he doesn't always open.
No. You didn't hear Danielle. You didn't hear what just Danielle said, that he doesn't have any.
He is who he is.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
I hear. I just think
that's flaws? Just my opinion. Like he everyone's flawed, but I'm saying like he's always consistent with who he is.
Robert, I don't know.
So maybe the question should be rephrased. Who is the character who is the most aware of their flaws and accepts them?
Hmm? That is probably Luke.
Luke.
Mm, yeah. See, that's maybe Luke.
Yeah, that's probably Luke.
Yeah. Mm. Who or has Emily, who has the
no,
least
amount? She doesn't seem to be aware.
Who?
Never mind.
Who has the least amount of blind spots?
I was wrong because I said Emily, but she's not aware of her flaws. She just doesn't give a bleep that she has.
Yeah.
She's like fucking unraveling. Oops, I said the F word.
Danielle just
what?
Dropped an
F word. Wow.
Sorry. Hello.
My ears are bleeding. Wow.
Sorry.
Oh, my virgin ears.
So are we all doing 10 out of 10 or what are we saying?
Yeah,
I think we should do our own.
Yeah, we should continue with the tradition of doing our own. So Tara, how many points are you giving your own measuring stick? What is your measuring stick, by the way?
I was trying to think. I'm going to give it 10 turkey legs.
10 turkey legs. Nice. Yeah.
I was going to give it turkey legs.
You got to come up with something different. We cannot repeat the measuring stick.
I will give it 10 TJ tights.
Oh, air pants.
Air pants.
10 TJ air pants. Uh-huh.
10 bowls of soy pudding.
10 bowls. Chunky. Like she likes them.
Chunky.
You know, I'm going to give it 10 dark suits.
There you go.
10 shoe polishes.
10 shoe polishes.
10 used deodorants.
10 flower crowns.
10 funky deodorants.
We should have all worn flower crowns.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity.
You need an excuse for a flower crown.
I have one.
Oh my God, why didn't you wear it?
I forgot.
So I think
for the loyal viewer, which most viewers are, this episode is a culmination of so many storylines coming to fruition and just a beautifully, beautifully written episode, beautifully directed. I think Chris Long directed this. I remember Chris, terrific guy, terrific energy on set. And if you're listening, Chris, miss you. come on up and do an episode of my new show.
Oh my God,
for
a second I thought he died.
Long?
I thought he died.
No.
Because you're all miss ya. Like,
No.
I was like, oh, okay.
No. What a wonderful viewing.
Do you ever want to direct? Like, would you want to direct an episode of like Sullivan's Crossing?
You never say no.
Yeah.
But I'm not Canadian, so I can't direct that show.
Oh my God, is that true?
Yes, they only can hire Canadian directors.
And
there's plenty of great ones.
Yeah,
Of great ones. There's some very, very talented folks up there, I'll tell you. Very impressive.
How are we going to get like the episodes of Sullivan's Crossing?
That will be
that will be
revealed.
Okay.
Do you know anybody that works on the show though? Maybe you could get a little inside.
Well, I do.
Me. Sure, and that's not going to happen. Sorry.
Oh, God.
No. Good news is on the way. So, anyway.
Okay, wonderful. And I'm very nervous about next week. I actually am not going to lie. I'm nervous right now.
Yeah.
I am nervous. I'm nervous. And I'm nervous for Danielle.
I think I'm going to have to watch this one twice before we talk about it.
Mm.
Yeah. And I'm going to need to watch it like right before we talk about it, because otherwise I'm going to
I need to watch it.
Right. I'm going to watch it the night before and then the day of.
Yeah.
If we don't do it too early, because I don't want to get up at 8 and be watching this.
Although I do like this time frame. I feel like we...
7 a.m. I'm going to watch an episode. Like, okay.
Good morning. Huh? It's like Lorelai's sitting at Luke's front door at 5 a.m.
Yeah, right?
It's for coffee. Like,
hon, what are you doing? I'm watching a Gilmore Girls episode. What do you think I'm doing?
Actually, we've got... for people listening, there may be some break in pattern here because we've got a bunch of guests we want to get in. So just stick with us, because this is going to be, we've got a bunch of guests we got to get in before we do the next episode. We got a lot happening. So everybody just bear with us.
All right, everybody. So I think that's going to wrap it up. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. Crack Staff.
Oh,
almost forgot Crack
Staff. Oh no, put it in pop culture. Remember,
we decided. You want to put it in? Okay, I have an idea. Let's put it in pop culture. That's a good idea. I'm glad I thought of that. Next episode is season 4, episode 22, Raincoats and Recipes. That's going to wrap up season 4. The season finale is going to be our next podcast. Boy, it's going fast.
It may not be our next, but it will be soon.
Our next episode.
Our next recap.
Oh, yeah.
Scott's like, what is happening?
What is going on here? Huh? What is
because
happening?
We're gonna have a bunch of guests.
Say goodnight, Gracie. Say goodnight.
You say goodnight.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Have an orange slice. All right, kids. Thank you, Tara. Thank you, Danielle. Thank you, Amy. What an episode, huh?
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it. Love you guys. Best fans on the planet, of which I am now one. Anyway, we'll see you next time. Stay safe. And always, always remember this one fact. I am all.
Oh, good out.
Good out.
Everybody, and don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, scottyp.com, scottyp.com, scottyp.com. Grade 1 specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.